I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Philippines are in the midst of one humdinger of a natural disaster season. World Mission CEO Greg Kelly says 10 of the most 12 disaster-prone cities in the world are in the Philippines. In the south, near Mindanao,
they've been hit by a number of 6.0-plus earthquakes. Now, they get about 2,000 earthquakes a year, so getting a cluster of them in such short orders is not anything new, but the devastation and the intensity of these in particular are what are so unique.
And that was in between tropical storms. Now, thousands are fleeing incoming Typhoon Ramon. The church partner networks are responding to the humanitarian needs.
These are basic expressions that soften that previously hardened heart, so they're at the place where they'll receive Jesus, they'll talk about the Lord, they'll listen to the Bible.
And how do you respond to a blessing? One community in North Thailand has turned a church-based loan program into a cycle of growth. The loan program began here 18 years ago through Farms International, and today it grants more than 100 loans a year. Going even further, they started two new loan programs for the region, according to Farms' Scott Clifton.
And when I say a new program, that means they're identifying a new committee that'll oversee a separate loan program and will reach new people that will be able to then take out loans for the purpose of generating more income.
This community is now working on a third new program. Businesses are as varied as the loan recipients, as long as the proposal is sound. Business owners tithe, and that helps the church grow too. Join the movement by providing the seed for Farms Loans. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slavic Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica, SGA's founder. It's a resource aimed at making your prayer life more vibrant. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.